My name's Susan Henson, and I'm part of the team at Te Matatiki Toi Ora, also known as the Arts Centre of Christchurch. I'm sitting outside of the Hutchison Ford building, which is a historic warehouse on Mullet Lane in the centre of Christchurch, which incidentally would have been around when Rutherford studied in Christchurch in the 1890s, so he may well have also walked down this lane. The thing people say about Rutherford is that he split the atom, and that's not true. So we call him the father of nuclear physics because he discovered, as these three pictures show, what the inside of an atom looked like. So before Rutherford, people thought an atom was a really hard ball, like a snooker ball or a cricket ball. And then people moved on a little bit, and then they thought, well, it's a bit like a plum pudding, you know, it's dried fruit mixed up in a cake batter, and everything's distributed evenly throughout the ball that is the atom. And that turned out not to be true as well. So Rutherford did this really famous experiment in 1911 called the gold foil experiment, where he found out that alpha particles were sometimes deflected when he was shooting them through a very thin gold foil. So he then figured out, well, there's got to be something really hard in amongst the gold foil. And that was the hard nucleus of the atom, which is what's shown in these three pictures. So there's the hard nucleus in the centre, which has got most of the weight or the mass of the atom. And then the bits whizzing around the outside are electrons, which are really much lower in weight, but are moving very fast. So that was a huge discovery, and probably his biggest one that he's most recognised for. I mean, being one of 12 children from a really humble farming background, it is incredible. And he won three scholarships back to back that really helped him. So the first scholarship was to Nelson College, and he became head boy of Nelson College. So he really showed he had some great potential at that point when he was at Nelson College, then got a scholarship to Canterbury College, which is now University of Canterbury. And then when he's at University of Canterbury, he then got the 1851 scholarship to the Cavendish Labs in Cambridge, which was a massive thing for anyone from the Commonwealth, you know, especially from the colonies. And he was a bit looked down upon because he was Antipodean when he was at Cambridge. He then got an opportunity to become a professor in Canada at McGill University. In Canada, he did the work that eventually got him the Nobel Prize. His Nobel Prize in 1907 was slightly ironic. He was a physicist, but he did not win the Nobel Prize for physics. He won the Nobel Prize for chemistry because he was experimenting with the disintegration of heavy elements and the chemistry of radioactive substances. And he was recognised for that in 1997 when Rutherfordium was added as element number 104 on the periodic table. So Rutherford was a real humanitarian as well. He was really sympathetic to women's rights because that was happening at the same time. The whole suffrage thing was happening in New Zealand when he would have been at Canterbury College. So he would have seen that firsthand and kind of understood about women's rights. So he campaigned at Cambridge University for women to have the same privileges as men at the university. He also campaigned for the freedom from government censorship for the BBC. He helped Jewish scientists who were refugees in Nazi Germany leave and help place them elsewhere in other universities. So he did some massively valuable stuff that no one ever talks about. But I think the cool thing is looking back on what he helped facilitate, things we use today like sonar in submarines and boats. Some of the technology in smoke detectors is kind of from what he discovered in those early days as well. And also things that are in the cell phone today. So some of his technology is still used, which is really cool. One of the things he said during the First World War when he was working on the sonar technology for submarines was, we haven't the money, so we've got to think. And I think that probably reflects back on his very modest upbringing on a farm. You can tell by his eyes, he's a really sharp guy. And his nickname when he was at Cambridge was Crocodile, because crocodiles can only look forward. And so Rutherford was only looking forward to technology and inventions that were ahead. He didn't look back. He was much admired as he was kind of a big tall guy with a big booming voice. They had to put a special sign up in the Cambridge lab that said silence please, because he was so noisy when he walked through there. At the end of the street art is the Art Centre, which was University of Canterbury, which was the original Canterbury College. So when Rutherford was at Canterbury College, he was there for 4 years and he got 3 degrees, which is really incredible. It just shows how sharp he was. Rutherford's Den is education space and museum space dedicated to Rutherford's life and his discoveries. So we have his life story laid out in a number of rooms and his discoveries, and quite a lot of interactive exhibits that you can come and learn about Rutherford's life, but also the things he discovered and how he discovered them, his modest background, his education in Christchurch, and the great things that he went on to achieve. So it's open from Thursday till Mondays, 10:30 to 2:30. It's free entry, and it is a marvellous place to spend an hour or two and get a feel for Ernest Rutherford, the man.